USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at the United Nations for a three-day visit during its General Assembly. The president is making a big push for the UN to truly focus its attention on global religious liberty.
Approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. And when I heard that number, I said, please go back and check it because it can't possibly be correct. And sadly, it was 80%.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of politicizing a growing controversy over a whistleblower complaint. Opening the Senate, McConnell called it a sensitive matter and said it should be handled by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees behind closed doors. He argued that an investigation should be based on facts and not on leaks in the news media. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 15 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great, but some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the number of illegal aliens crossing the U.S. southern border is down dramatically.
I'm pleased to report that daily arrivals are down 64% from our peak in May, and total enforcement actions for Central Americans arriving at the border have been reduced by over 70%.
The driver in the Utah bus crash that killed four Chinese nationals was on his first trip for the company. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators say it could be some time before they determine the cause of a bus crash in Utah on Friday that left four Chinese tourists dead and over two dozen other people on board the bus injured.
Our process is thorough but lengthy, and we expect to complete this investigation in about 12 to 24 months.
That's Pete Katowski of the NTSB. Witnesses say the driver apparently swerved and overcorrected, sending the bus rolling over into a guardrail.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The price of gas remains high as uncertainty in the Middle East remains. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the prices are lower than what they were last year at this time, but still up over last week.
Average gas prices across the country have increased 11 cents per gallon in the last week, with the national average now standing at $2.67, its highest tally in weeks. Prices nationally remain 20 cents lower than a year ago, when prices averaged $2.85.
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Oklahoma had the lowest prices, while out west, motorists were paying the most.
The nation's priciest gasoline can be found on the West Coast, where California leads the nation with an average of $3.72 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.63 per gallon, and Washington State at $3.19.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Seven people from Michigan to Massachusetts have died due to a fatal mosquito-borne illness called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE for short. Regarding who's at risk for this rare virus, Dr. Kathy Brown says...
Triple E is an equal opportunity disease. It can really strike anyone of any age.
So far, 10 cases of EEE have been reported in Massachusetts, prompting them to cancel activities from dawn until dusk. And in Monday Night Football action from Landover, Maryland, the Washington Redskins will host the Chicago Bears tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.